Hey everybody, it's Woody, and I'm here, it's the weekend. It's the weekend. I wasn't going to be like, it's the freaking weekend, because people don't say that anymore. But anyway, how's it going? So, you know what? I'm going to do it this way. Yesterday, I recorded something about creativity, and about feeling, I don't know what the word is, like trapped or stifled somewhat creatively and like not feeling inspired and whatnot. I am going to put both out there. I think that today is a very interesting day because I've just finished writing for about 2 hours at the coffee shop and I've got loads of ideas. And the first thing I was feeling, you know, yesterday when I recorded the file was like super overwhelmed. And it's another car riding stuff. Like, you know, overwhelmed by how things were going and just about, feeling inspired to be creative and to be energized and stuff. So much of our personality is invested in our day-to-day that when you're in the midst of a day that's really crappy and really bad, you just can't feel inspired to do anything. It's like miserable and horrible. And I think what I was getting at yesterday was more about like trying to record and capture what it was like to be like, oh, I'm not feeling so good. And I don't know what's going on and stuff. I don't know. It's so weird because today I don't want to say I'm feeling the same. I'm feeling different, but I'm feeling like all the things that were burdening me yesterday, you know, with real life stuff completely disappeared today. So what I think I'm getting at more is about the ebb and flow of, it's how life goes, you know, like life gets to ebb and flow. We're going to have bad days. We're going to have awful days and crappy days where we just don't feel like creating anything. And then maybe a good night's sleep just helps us snap out of it. Who knows? I'm certainly not the authority when it comes to that kind of stuff because I can only speak for how I experience it. But today I kind of woke up with a little bit more purpose and a little bit more. Well, certainly it helps to not have anything on the agenda creatively. But I don't know. I just kind of feel like there's something to say about not having all of the answers and being liberated by that instead of feeling trapped by not having all the answers. So if you ever feel like I recorded yesterday, I mean, do yourself a favor and come back and listen to this because this is the day after all that happens. Now, granted, I have a little bit more success. My ideas are flowing a little bit easier. I was able to get some writing done. And I know that there's going to be opportunities not just to write but to record and to produce and stuff. And so there'll be times where I just have all this content and can't do anything with it. But the key to all that is staying true to what you need to do. Give yourself a break. Let yourself off the hook. At the end of the day, it is just you. You can't worry about what other people will think about the things that you create. You have to put your own best effort into what you make and what you want to make. If you feel low or if you feel like, oh man, the world's got you down, you can take a break. You can give yourself a break and just be like, you know what? I'm not feeling it today. Even yesterday I was like in nope mode pretty much, and pretty much the whole week just because life was just basically kicking my butt. But the truth of it is life gets to do that sometimes. Life has to do that sometimes because, as low as you feel those days, you get to feel that much more liberated once you get out of the shell or out of the fog that you, are under, you know. And I will say this too, like, it's okay to suffer for your art a little bit. I mean, to want to make something good and to want to be successful at it, it's okay. You know, it's not to suffocate you to the point of like exhaustion. You get to feel overwhelmed by things, you know. And sometimes you'll have good days and sometimes you'll have not so good days, but you need to have both of them because if everything was just kind of middle of the road, I don't know if I would be as excited to make art. I mean, sometimes art requires you to show what you suffer through just as much as to show what you are happy with and what you're successful at, you know. I put my production time frame into my notes because I'm just like, well, it bears repeating that, like, hey, you know, this took XYZ amount of hours. I'm going to have stuff that takes an hour to produce. I'm going to have stuff that takes 20 hours to produce. But either way, it's going to sound true to me and true to myself. And I will say as well, like, being ready to produce content in the right manner and in the right mindset doesn't always happen. But sometimes my experience is you just have to kind of challenge yourself and will yourself to get it done successfully and to be as optimistic about making it as possible. So yesterday was not an optimistic day for me, and that's certainly okay. Today is an optimistic day for me. And you know what? I had a couple of good hours of riding. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm taking a break. I'm out in the car. I'm driving. It's my day off. So I'm like, I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to go be a human for a bit and be around people. And it's good. You know, it's good to be around people. It's good to be happy and to be, I don't know, like experiencing the world outside of like the laptop, outside of the script, outside of a performance, you know? So I'm going to go do that. And I'll post this later. And again, I'm going to post both because you'll hear completely different Woodies. You'll hear like the rundown, you know, exhausted Woody who's like not confident in himself and like totally overwhelmed by life and stuff. And then you'll hear this one, which is just like, hey, this is, and it's, I'm not even kidding. It's a freaking day. We're talking about a day's difference here. So that's something to keep in mind as well. You know, I'm the same person day to day. It's like how we look at ourselves one day to the next. And I got a really good, you know, I think I got good sleep last night. I don't know. I'm feeling kind of energized. I'm feeling kind of jazzed. Today is a good day. And I'm really grateful that I get to experience it with everybody. So thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And hopefully hear from everybody soon. Thanks. Bye.